plumber? It's an emergency.
One-Time Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Clemson country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
It's the final hour of the program, live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson here on a Friday with Faxon Childress and John Height on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. If you'd like to join the program in the final hour of the week, 654-ROAR is the number. We would love for you to join us. All right, John, we've gone through all of our pick'em contest. Obviously, I'm on the island on Florida. There's another game coming up where I'm close to being on the island, but one game where there's pretty even distribution amongst the Roar staff would be Missouri and South Carolina. Now, I'll say this. South Carolina at Mizzou, 13.5 is the line we're playing in the contest, and, yeah. And we're both on Missouri. We're getting some awful closing line value because Lenora Sellers is going to play, and that line's down to 9.5, we think. And that line's down to 9.5 in real life. So, do you feel confident in Missouri winning by 2 touchdowns with Sellers in the mix? Would you change your pick if you were able to? Obviously, we can't. And what's your evaluation on this football game?
So I wanted to turn my picks in on Tuesday, but I waited until right after our show was over yesterday, right around the time the end of our show yesterday, to make sure I turned them in. Because I was waiting on the Sellers news. I wanted to see where he was on the injury report, how much work was he going to get. Because if it was Doty or Chunky Air Noland or Cutter Woods, I was going to take Missouri to cover that number.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in any of the backup options in Columbia. But with Lenora Sellers, you have to factor it in. I probably, in hindsight, wish I would have went with South Carolina here with the fact that he may be on the field. But then again, this offense has been very disjointed with him. This offense hasn't really been firing on all cylinders right now. More on that when we get to Clemson in a moment. I think with the potential that he may be out and you're dealing with a concussion, it's not as much of like an ankle where it's just you tape it up and it's a pain tolerance thing. It just gives me pause. On the other side, I was very wrong about Bo Prubula. I think Eli Drinkwitz has found a guy that he can be very creative with and do a lot of fun things with that offense. They are very good at home in this game, so give me Missouri. I do think South Carolina has the chance to make it interesting if Sellers goes, but if Sellers is limited, and I would think he would be coming off a concussion, I don't think they would try to use him a ton as a runner. I think that just makes the game plan for the Missouri defense a little too easy, in my opinion. Give me Missouri to cover the 13.5 at home.
Yeah, and, you know I'm in love with this Missouri football team.
Yeah, you got them in the playoff.
I think that they're going
to win the national titles.
I don't know about the national title. I just want Bo Prubula in the playoff. But Prubula's been great so far.
You could have had him in the playoff last year if he chose to show up and participate.
Yeah. This is the best offense in the country right now. And if not, it's up there with it. I mean, 61 points, 42 points, 52 points. They lead the country in a lot of the total offense, whatever metrics. But again, they've only played one Power 5 team. They did put up 42 on Kansas. I'm conflicted without a feel. I think Kirby Moore is a brilliant mind offensively. I think he's got the perfect sort of player profile to accentuate his skill sets this year as far as what Pribula does well with the football, what does Ahmad Hardy, their lead running back, do well with the football. He's got 462 yards and 5 touchdowns in 3 games, Sean. I mean, he's one of the best backs in the country, undeniably, against any level of competition. And
he was last year at the G5 level.
Exactly. So you
Down
got
in Monroe.
You got a couple receivers that I really like. Kevin Coleman Jr. is a guy that's going to be big time after the catch. His average depth of target's only 4.8, but he leads the team in receptions and receiving yards because he's the guy you want to get the ball to in space. Marquise Johnson, he's more of your take the top off type of guy. 19.6 yards average depth of target. He's catching it almost 20 yards down the field every time he's thrown the ball to. So I think this is an explosive offense with big time upside and capability. And then defensively, Corey Batoon, he's doing a good job as the defensive coordinator. Obviously, giving up 31 points to Kansas comes with a little worry, but that's also a genius offensive mind and a really good quarterback and a really good head coach. So it's week two as well. I'm not going to criticize them too much for that.
Right.
I just don't think that South Carolina has any level of identity or any level of structure offensively under new play caller Mike Shula, who's their OC. And I'll remind you, I bring this stat up every time because I will until the narrative is broken. South Carolina has not scored more than 17 points in a game on offense since Mike Shula took over for play calling duties. Until I see them get to 20, not on punt returns, actually putting points on the board in legitimate ways that aren't fluky, I can't back South Carolina. So yeah, I think this is a game that Missouri probably wins 31-14, and that gets me home with the cover, and I really doubt South Carolina's ability to score the ball on anybody in the country right now, even with such a dynamic quarterback.
I also think that with through a couple games now, I think if you were Missouri and you were talking about the running game there, I think that they are going to try to run the ball an absolute ton right up the middle at South Carolina, because then I think you need to limit Stewart's pass rushing opportunities. I think you need to try to make those as few and far between as possible. Commit to the run, get ahead of the chains, and make sure that, because Stewart is one of the best in the country at rushing the passer.
Yeah.
He's not the best run defender. He's good. He's not elite. He's elite at rushing the passer. Run the football, make him do the thing that he is good, not great at.
Yeah.
Except good, not great. I'm not trying to take a shot here at Stewart. He's one of the best defensive players in the entire country.
Exactly.
But you don't have the cast around him that you did last year. I'm running right at him, although I have been impressed by the linebackers for South Carolina this year.
Oh, yeah, I think it's Fred Johnson Jr., man. That kid can play.
Yeah. No, they've got some quality backers down there in Columbia.
And for what it's worth, like last week, I don't think that they would have won the game even with the healthy Lenoris Sellers, but I do think they would have been able to sustain drives at a higher rate to keep some points off the board for Vanderbilt, right? Like, I think that would have been closer to a 27-20 Vandy win than 31-7 or whatever it was when it got out of control, because South Carolina was just having incompletions on early downs from their quarterback. The clock was stopping. They were having to punt the football back, and that defense got tired. Time of possession matters so much more than people realize, and people also don't realize the element of fatigue when your defense is having to stay on the field. That's what happened to South Carolina last week. If they are going to win this game and try and vie for an upset bid outright on the road in Columbia, Missouri, they have to run the ball at an adequate enough level to win time of possession. You can't be under 30 minutes time of possession and win this football game if you're South Carolina. You need to throw it back to 2024 and pretend you got Rocket Sanders back there and sit on the football and run the ball.
I'm going to need you to copy and paste a lot of that for the final game that we are going to talk about in state, because a lot of those takes that you just said apply to the Clemson Tigers as well for their game.
Indeed.
Saturday afternoon. What do you make of Nick Harbor in this game? Because I feel like if South Carolina is going to pull the outright upset, if that's the case, Nick Harbor, in my opinion, has to be the best playmaker on the football field, both sides of the ball.
Yeah, if South Carolina is going to pull the upset, they got to find a way to have chunk plays as well, right? It's a combination of, you know, early gains on early downs in the run game, and then setting up that play action to take the top off with a guy like Nick Harbor, who has that 15.1 yards average depth of target. They use him as the burner. He's a track star. We know this. It's going to be about, can he be more consistent as a football player and not a track star? I do like Mazio Bennett, but he's struggled and is having a little bit of a sophomore slump. And that was kind of my main concern that I articulated in the preseason with this South Carolina football team, was are the weapons and is the supporting cast good enough around Lenoris Sellers to replicate that level of success they had last year? I think the answer to that is no, and my opinion hasn't changed through three games. You know who I think needs more reps on offense? I think they need to just fully turn the keys over to Donovan Murph. I think that kid can play. He's been their second most productive receiver, even though he's not listed, quote-unquote, as a starter. Murph needs to be getting the majority of your reps on the outside, and maybe that'll help free up some of the brackets that Harbor has faced as well, John.
Something's got to loosen those up because the defenses are able to put the clamps on Harbor right now because you're not getting anything from your tight end or wide receivers elsewhere.
Yep.
Before we go to our game in state, I want to go to the phones. We have Russell and Anderson who wants to talk about these Clemson Tigers. Russell, how you doing this morning? Appreciate you getting in.
Doing good, how are you?
Oh, doing well, doing well. Enjoying Chick-fil-A here in Clemson.
Oh, there you go.
What you want to talk about, Russell?
I was wanting to tell you, talking about the Clemson boys, I still think they can go 10-2 this year.
Yeah, I think it's in the realm of possibilities, and I think that this week's going to tell us a lot, Russell, just kind of about, you know, where this football team stands right now and if they're able to get up off the mat, right? Vibes are down right now, but you got an opportunity to bounce back against a pretty lackluster defense this week, and you really need some confidence and to put up some big-time points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, you know, the defense wasn't the best, but you know what? The Vorbus is in route. You know, I think Kate is still the best thing since sliced bread.
I mean, he's got to play better right now. So it's really just as simple as that. He's got to play better. And I think getting Antonio Williams back into the mix will definitely help that.
I do, too.
So. Well, thank you for getting in, Russell. Appreciate the call, and enjoy the game tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Russell. 654-ROAR if you want to check in. And, yeah, I mean, we could go ahead and shift gears and start our Clemson preview. 654-ROAR if you'd like to check in. The Tigers are a 17-point favorite this weekend against the Syracuse Orange, and our contest is split 10-2, with Mike Vaughn and I as the only two on the island taking the Tigers. I'm trying to cast some positivity and some optimism. I'm just going to be candid with the audience here. I do think getting Antonio Williams back into the mix is going to supplement Clemson's offense with its best player, which they've missed desperately for the last 3 weeks. I think it's going to help Cade Klubnik in relation to confidence. I think it's going to help Cade Klubnik in relation to comfort level, and it's going to give him his primary target and security blanket back. Here's another reason I like Clemson with the 17. We've been talking so frequently about pace of play in relation to Syracuse and Steve Angeli. Well, pace of play can be a double-edged sword. Yes, when you get tempo going and when you're chucking the ball all over the lot and you're throwing and things are working, it's electric to watch. It's the most satisfying thing in football is when a tempo air raid style offense is moving the ball up the field in quick succession and putting points on the board in a hurry. This is my problem and this is my worry with backing Syracuse this weekend, and it's why do I believe this game is going to get out of control. Incompletions on early downs can completely derail the momentum of this football team. And we saw that evident against UConn, where they struggled mightily in the first half. We saw that evident at points in time against Tennessee, where they struggled to throw the ball at times. And when you have a lack of a run game like Syracuse has, you don't have the traditional method to the madness to pull an upset type of victory unless you play perfect executing your stuff with the tempo. So what I'm anticipating in this game and my read for Clemson with the 17 is that the Tigers are going to be able to force three and outs, and they're going to be able to keep that Syracuse defense on the field. My prediction for this weekend is that this is the first time this season that Clemson wins time of possession in a game. I think they're going to win it by 5+ minutes, and I think they're going to have control of the game and control of the ball enough to make this a lopsided margin. I like Clemson this weekend. I think Syracuse's tempo might come back to bite him in the butt, and I'm tending to buy the dip on this defensive unit in the secondary with their ability to stifle Syracuse's offense.
I hear everything you're saying, and I don't argue with the logic. However, ever since Ben Boulware powerbombed a guy into the dirt against this team, Syracuse has played perfectly against Clemson.
Yes.
These games have not been of the blowout fashion since Ben Boulware powerbombed a guy.
It's a bogey opponent. It is.
I've had to sit through too many of these where we've had to give the ball to Travis Etienne to score three. I have a very tough time with history and the lack of offensive success this team has shown this season to believe that. And part of this is, I'm worried about Syracuse because Syracuse has given Clemson fits time and time and time again. And what's another thing that Clemson has struggled with historically? The game before the bye week. You always seem to get a more flatter Clemson. Well, that's a problem because it's been pretty flat already this year offensively.
Yeah.
Now, you hope with these guys getting back in the lineup that it's going to work. I just I have worried that Syracuse is going to operate fairly close to perfection because I've seen them do it quite a bit in this stadium and up there when these two teams meet over the last handful of years. I do have pause with that. But I understand your logic. I agree with the way that you laid it out. I just don't know if we're going to be able to apply it.
I really hope that Tom Allen's defense is coming to play tomorrow, and I think that that's the ultimate key. Like, we could talk about the offense. I think the offense obviously needs to play better. Does not take a rocket scientist to say that 19 points per game is not good enough. A lot of people are hyper-fixating
on the... When you're a 17-point favorite, it's not going to be good enough. Yeah.
Of course. A lot of people are hyper-fixating on the run game and saying that this is the game where they feel like Clemson's going to... I kind of disagree. I think this is the perfect opportunity to get Cade Klubnik confident, and this is the perfect opportunity to get your passing game into a little bit of a rhythm and a little bit of a flow. When I think about where does Clemson really need to commit to the run and what games are going to be imperative to run the football, I think about the next two, on the road at North Carolina and on the road at Boston College. I think running the ball on the road is more important than running the ball at home, just personally. That's my opinion. I think it helps calm you down. I think it helps settle the nerves to a certain extent, and it helps quiet the crowd when you can sustain drives on the road. You know what Clemson needs right now in a desperate fashion? Swagger, confidence.
Absolutely.
Any level of, like, I want to watch our team celebrate. Like, it feels like even when you're scoring a touchdown, it's just like the life has been sucked out of this group, and it's a pretty daunting feeling to watch your football team not play with any confidence, not play with any joy, and not play with any swagger. And just to be blunt, I feel like that's the reality for this Clemson football team through three games. They look like they're playing tight at times, they look like they're playing timid at times, and they need to play that free-flowing, confident brand of football that we saw from, what, weeks two until all the way to the end of the season last year?
Right.
I know there were some bumps in the road, and we didn't love the Louisville game and the South Carolina game, but this team turned up in the college football playoff and put up, like, what, 400 total yards of offense? They beat SMU in the ACC championship game and put up 34 points, and Cade won ACC championship game MVP. Cade was getting pulled at halftime for, like, the whole ACC slate because he was scoring 6-7 touchdowns in the first half. I want that version of Clemson to come and play in Death Valley this weekend where it's free-flowing, there's no pressure on you, and you can just go out there and ball with your guys. You need Clemson to have that level of swagger to get back. If you want to accomplish anything you want to accomplish this season, it does not come without confidence. Those two things directly coincide, in my opinion.
Point of clarification, Texter 2113 gets in. It was a German suplex, not a power bomb. Show some respect, John. Hand up, I was wrong.
I love that. Shout out to Ben Bulware. And Texter gets in and says, it's been said that the Clemson offense lacks identity. In your opinion, based on the personnel they have, what do you think the identity should be? How about we take that question to the other side of a quick break here with Faxon and John on the Roar. We'll talk some more Clemson and Syracuse football. We'll hit some NFL football as well before we get out of here. Stick with us.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers. A winning experience from start to finish.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at TopDressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and TopDressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at TopDressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your TopDressing.com for their special online at TopDressing.com. Call 888-850-1850 as topdressing.com.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You're listening to Facts on Sports with Faxon and John. Now let's get back to the show.
Final half hour of the week here on the program. With Faxon and John on the Roar, live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson, as always on Fridays. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to check in with us. And I believe we got Seminole Ted queued up on the phone lines ready to check in.
That is correct. We do have Seminole Ted here on the phone lines. Ted, how you doing this morning?
Another miserable night of Miami Dolphins football. You know, there's no moral victories. You know, I mean, we can't stop anybody on defense. Doggone near fumbled the ball away on a 3rd and short because he was worried about the rush coming. He throws another pick yesterday it's time for him to go. He is definitely not the answer. I didn't want him to begin with, but, you know, you take what your team draws, right? But
yeah,
it's not good. We'll be lucky to win three games this season. I honestly think we're going to win the number one overall pick in the draft, and they'll probably mess that up too. But I did want to touch base real quick about Florida State. We got a school of the deaf and blind game on Saturday, another chance for us to put up some big numbers. But what I really want to see is I want to see them get Tommy touchdowns and the starters out of there as soon as possible and get our backups some consistent reps, because that's one thing that I've really not liked about Norvell is he has not had a consistent next guy up ready, especially at quarterback, which is the most important position on the field, which, you know, we settled for DJ, and that was just a disaster, not to mention everything else we lost. But, you know, you got to have people ready to plug in if your starter goes down. And he should have learned that lesson when Jordan Travis went down in the 23 season. But I'm excited to see my team back on the field. It's hard to get a bye so early in the season. But we got a big game next week, too, in Charlottesville, and that's going to be the next real test for this team. But we're not looking past tomorrow. But that's all I got. I'll take your comments off the air. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for getting in with us, Ted. 654 ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in. And yeah, Florida State's got to roll the ball out game this week. You know, we make like jokes on the show a lot, and we make like snide comments a lot. I could beat Kent State this week with Florida State's roster around me. Like, seriously, I could turn around, hand the ball off. Like, this is not even a blip on the radar.
Kent State's the worst team in FBS football. Delaware, Missouri State, the new addition's better than Kent State.
Agreed.
And it's just, you want to talk about programs that are have-nots? The number one on that list is Kent State. Real quick before we go back to the phones here, we were talking about Clemson and Syracuse before the break, and I do want to, you know, keep talking about this game. I'm loving these availability reports we are getting.
Yeah.
That we are actually getting some transparency in the league. So this was posted last night at 8 o'clock. And we talked about it briefly, mostly in regards to Antonio Williams. Have you seen the bevy of bodies that Syracuse has on the availability report?
Yeah, they're really banged up right now. They have a lot of guys injured. A lot.
They have 8, 10, 12, 15 players definitely out of this game. They have 6 questionable and 5 that are probable.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Clemson has a handful of guys that are going to be out. I think most notably on the list was Tink Kelly on here. He will not be playing in this game tomorrow, but probable. Antonio Williams, Khalil Barnes, Elijah Thurman, Tristan Lee. It is notable, though, some of the names that are questionable here for Syracuse. Deuce Chestnut, Yasin Willis. Like, those are two very impactful pieces they have to have if they want to pull the upset. You know, Gary Bryant, the third at linebacker, he's got to be at full go for them to help out in this game. So, like, they really need to – those questionable guys need to be able to go tomorrow for Syracuse if they want to pull this thing off. It was interesting to see how much longer the list of injuries is at Syracuse than at Clemson right now. And we do have two on the phones, if you're cool with heading back to the phone lines.
Yeah, who we got?
We got Scott in Greenville and then Dan in Greenville. We're going to head to Scott first. Scott, how you doing this morning?
What's going on, fellas? I hadn't got to listen all morning, so I apologize for that, but just getting in, so I may rehash something that y'all already discussed, but I am looking forward to tomorrow. I think we have a pissed off Dabo, and I think we got our feelings hurt, Dabo, because I don't think he handled the backlash very well, but I like a pissed off Dabo. I hope that TJ Parker and Peter Woods and Cade Klubnik and all those are following suit. I hope everybody is just mad about the situation, because that usually in the past has tended to bode well for Clemson. And so I think, despite whoever Syracuse is going to have out, I think we see Williams in a limited role tomorrow. I don't think they're going to push him too hard, but I think it's a blowout. I know they haven't given me anything to want to believe that, but other than just being mad, we have the talent. I think it's really bad. I think the only thing that's going to hold off a really bad blowout tomorrow is Dabo's friendship with Fran Brown and thinking he owes him one from last year, not to embarrass him. I think it's going to be like a 38 to 10 or something like that.
I tend to agree with you, Scott, and we're in the minority for what it's worth amongst the fan base and the people that work at the station.
Y'all are bold. You're bolder than I am.
I think there's a chance and definitely a path where this gets very ugly tomorrow for Syracuse. I wholeheartedly agree.
Well, there's several. I think Mickey and I were in the only boat that thought Tennessee was going to go hang with Georgia, and I actually had Tennessee picked to beat them, and they should have beat them. Dude could hit a field goal.
Yeah.
But,
hit the field goal.
So I'm okay with being in the minority. And if they don't tomorrow, here's the thing. If Clemson comes out flat tomorrow, Clemson has a serious problem at Clemson.
Yep.
If they don't executing and doing that, if they're playing like they did the first half against Troy or what, you know, we're in trouble for the long haul. Tomorrow's first quarter establishes the tone for the rest of the season, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that, Scott, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for getting in, man, and
I
agree with you.
Yep.
So I think that that's the big thing, too, which is if you can't get up to play tomorrow when everybody's kicking dirt on you and
right.
Sweeney's pulling out all the stops this week to try and get you motivated, whether it be the media, team meetings, et cetera, like, if you can't get up to play tomorrow, at some point you just are who you are from a demeanor and a mentality.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you can't get up and be fired up to play at home with your back against the wall and – you know, your coach taking it on the chin publicly for you this week. Well, then I got a question a lot about the individuals who are putting on the shoulder pads and the helmets and running down the hill to go play for Clemson University.
Yeah.
Because they clearly don't want it.
Agreed.
If you can't get up to play tomorrow, I have to agree with that. Like, you're not all in, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to tell us a lot tomorrow, one way or another. Tune in to find out. We'll have pregame starting at 6 a.m. for you. We'll be with you all the way for 2 hours after the game goes final with the fifth quarter show.
Yep.
Full day of broadcasting here for you tomorrow in the Roar.
Full day of broadcasting. It's going to be a long one. Let's go to Dan in Greenville. Is that correct?
That's
Dan
correct.
In Greenville.
Dan, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Okay. We were just talking about the game, or you were tomorrow, and kind of the level of where the players are. It's funny. I just left my doctor for my physical, and he is a huge Clemson fan, huge guy. And he said, from his perspective, the guys just need to have fun. He thinks they're like too tense and, under too much stress with all the expectations. He says just, let it fly. Just let it go. Just go out there and have fun. He's also a good buddy with the football team's psychologist who I was here in Greenville, but just let it roll. I think they can win. I actually work with event management. I'm in the visitor section, so I get to talk to out of town player parents and that sort of thing. So looking forward to tomorrow. I hope it's when they turn it around. But the reason I called is I don't think it's too early to look at remaining schedules and project who might be playing in Charlotte for the championship. I know we play Florida State. We don't play Miami. And I know Florida State and Miami play each other. So I think,
correct.
One of them is probably the favorite right now to have one of those two spots in Charlotte. Looking at future schedules, if Clemson can go 10-2, could we be there? What's your projection on who might be playing for the championship? And I'll go offline and listen to your response.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the phone call, and thank you for bringing a great topic to the table. Keep going back in, man. Welcome anytime on the show. This is an interesting topic for a couple different reasons. Number one, your favorite in the ACC is Georgia Tech. Let's go ahead and get that out there right now. But at least for me personally.
Mine is, I'll mark the tape, I guess. Mine's Miami.
I think Miami and Georgia Tech, both don't play. Georgia Tech has Wake, Virginia Tech, Duke, Syracuse, NC State, Boston College, and Pitt in their league play. And then you go and you look at Miami's schedule, and it's something very, very similar to that, where they don't play anybody and they avoid all the top dogs outside of Florida State. And then you further that point by saying Georgia Tech and Miami don't play each other. And that's probably a good thing for Miami, considering what Aaron Filo and co. did to them last year, ruining their season. Miami probably doesn't want to see Syracuse either, but unfortunately they didn't get that break because they do have to play Syracuse. But here's Miami's conference slate. Florida State, Louisville, Stanford, SMU, Syracuse, NC State, Virginia Tech, Pitt. I actually think that's significantly more daunting than Georgia Tech now looking at it, but Georgia Tech has a cakewalk, red carpet rolled out. I'm talking about the Emmys, the Oscars, whatever you want to say. if they don't make the playoff or the ACC championship game, something's gone horribly wrong. They're going to be favored likely by almost double digits or more in every game they play for the remainder of the season other than Georgia. So I think your runaway front runner is Georgia Tech, also taking into account the fact that they now own that tiebreaker over Clemson. So even if they were to lose one game and Clemson gets to the end of the season undefeated in the ACC, Georgia Tech would go instead of Clemson. So I think your front runner is Georgia Tech. I think Miami's not far after, and I think those are the two best teams in this league to date. If you want to talk about a Clemson path and what would help Clemson, you need Florida State to beat Miami, and then you need to turn around and beat Florida State and run the table. That's your path.
If we want to have a conversation about Clemson winning the league, I want to get a league win. We'll have that on Monday. Yes. If we beat Syracuse.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at right now. The offense has been too disjointed. It's been too discombobulated. You haven't been playing. We joked about it with Herb here at Chick-fil-A and SM1. You haven't been playing with any machismo. You haven't been playing with any confidence.
Right.
You show some of those things this weekend in Death Valley. We'll talk the path on Monday.
Yeah, for sure. All right, quick break and final break of the week here. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to beat the buzzer and check in live at the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. Going around the horn right after this.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Have you heard the phrase, the calm before the storm? Well, that mold in your bathroom or ceiling stains might be a warning sign of roof damage that could cause bigger, costly issues in the future. Give yourself peace of mind knowing your roof's got you covered with the best protection throughout all of the seasons. Don't ignore it any longer. Fix it with one simple call today. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists, 260-0080. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialist, 260-0080.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plante.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Final segment of the program live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson here on a Friday with Faxon and John on the Roar. We're going around the horn in the final segment of the week. If you'd like to beat the buzzer, 654-ROAR is the number. We got somebody on the phone lines, John?
Yes, we do. We have Darren in Pickens on hold. Darren, how you doing this morning? Appreciate you getting in. Darren, you there?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Hey, there we are, Darren. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good. First time calling into your show.
Well, thank you very much for getting in this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I met you guys at your college football kickoff show over at the Southern Side Brewery a few weeks ago.
Darren, were you the gentleman in the Gamecock shirt and the Air Force hat?
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go, Darren. Yep. I do remember meeting you there. It's great to have you in on the program.
Well, thank you so much. I was just speaking with Mike real quick. He and I went to high school together at Greenwood.
Oh, small world. So there you go.
He's a great guy.
Absolutely, but, absolutely. I didn't realize we had so much Greenwood strength going on here in the program this morning. That's awesome.
That's right. There you go. But I just wanted to call in real quick and give a few picks. I've got calling in as a Carolina fan, of course, but I've got Carolina losing probably 31-17, even though Sellers is playing. I just don't see anything happening. And I got Air Force over Boise State, I believe, by 3, 27-24. Mm-hmm. At least that's my desire.
I like that. And I like that. You know, Troy Calhoun runs a very good program out there. We're seeing a lot of, issues really creeping up in Boise right now. I just think maybe myself included, thought that it wasn't as much about Ashton Gentry, and then come to realize that maybe it really was all Ashton Gentry. So I'd be curious to see how Air Force does respond at home, but you know you're going to get a good fight with Troy Calhoun's bunch.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool. We were out there for their first game against Bucknell, and parents' weekend out there for all the cadets, and the flyover with the F-16s and all the guys jumping out of the airplanes and with the parachutes landing on the field. And they also, they're the Air Force Falcons. So they stand up at the top of the press box and let a Falcon go that they've trained. And there's a girl down there with a whistle going round and round. I guess it's a whistle. And that Falcon flies all around the stadium for 3 or 4 minutes, and then it comes down there where she is about 100 miles an hour, and she flips that thing up in the air, and it catches it, and it comes right back down and stands at her feet. It's really cool. To see all that. That's awesome.
I would much rather watch that happen out at Air Force than watch Auburn and their little bird fly around that stadium. So I'm. I think Air Force probably does that better.
That's right. But I do have Clemson winning. I don't think it's going to be as big as the last caller said, but I got Clemson 31 to about 20 or so over Syracuse.
Darren, if that happens, we'll all be very happy here at the station, that's for sure. Except for all of us who are taking Syracuse maybe to cover. Although 33-20, I guess I'd still get the cover, so I'd take that.
Yeah. But I'm hoping I'll be correct somewhat, but I just don't have a whole lot of faith in either team right now.
Darren, unfortunately, you're in the camp with a lot of people around here. I appreciate you getting in this morning with us, sir, and be sure to call our program more often.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Darren.
Appreciate it, Darren. 654 Roar if you want to check in and beat the buzzer. John, we got a lot to get to here in the final segment. We've run through a lot of college football games. We usually go NFL and try and truck through some picks, plays, and more here. Would you like to do the NFL slate and give out some picks?
Yeah, let's do that real quick. I know you gave out a score prediction earlier on the Clemson game.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get mad at me.
I actually did. I didn't give out a score prediction.
Oh, you haven't yet? All right, let's do that real quick, then we'll go to the NFL. Give me Clemson 24-21.
I think that's the
type of games we are playing right now. That's the type of ball this team is playing. I think Clemson wins the game. I think more of the 21 for Syracuse to make it clear. I think it's that passing offense that you can't count them out the whole game.
Yeah.
I think they they score their final touchdown with a couple minutes left to go in the game where you're sweating it out a little bit, but I think Clemson's going to take care of business. I think it's going to be a close football game. I think it's going to be very competitive, and Fran Brown's squad's going to give their best shot.
I'm going to go 45-16.
I hope yours comes to fruition and mine doesn't. I really want yours to come to fruition.
In all honesty, again, I'm just attempting to manifest here and really hoping that the pendulum swings tomorrow. Antonio Williams has been listed as probable, and obviously it goes without saying what the data showcases about the quarterback play when Antonio Williams is in the fray.
And it's not just Antonio Williams. It's left tackle Tristan Lee, offensive lineman Elijah Thurman, and defensive back Khalil Barnes, all probable in the injury report last night. So you feel pretty good about their inclusion. I just think it's going to take them a little bit of time. I also think maybe Khalil and Antonio with those hamstrings maybe on a little bit of a pitch
snap count.
Yeah, snap count, if you will. So I have some reservations. Listen, I want your pick to be correct. I want you as the man on the island to come home and feel cocky Monday morning running around the building, talking your stuff. But
I mean, this should be the expectation.
It's just I have a tough time, man. I have a tough time. I've seen so many close games against Syracuse over the years. They always give a great fight, and this offense has just been struggling.
This should be the expectation, is to blow Syracuse off of planet Earth. I'm not going to be celebrating if I'm right, just because, we need this. This team needs this.
Sure,
right now.
Absolutely. You and I, yes. Facts on Sports, we need this.
We need this.
No, not about everybody else. You, let's be selfish for a second. We need this.
We do. We need to see the ball go through the hoop, but excited for the game this weekend. I'm going to take the Tigers big, and I think the inclusion of Antonio Williams into the mix offensively, combining that with the fact that two offensive line starters are coming back, you account for the Syracuse injuries as well. I really just hope that this is the weekend I'm anticipating.
So for those who are around in the beginning of the program this morning, we told Herb Tyler, owner here of Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca, that we did not eat food here before the LSU game. We did not eat last week before Georgia Tech, but we did eat here before the Troy game. So we are 1-0 when we eat, 0-2 when we did not. Herb did come through this morning with a great egg white grill, breakfast burrito. Herb hooked it up this morning. But Texter got in 45 points. Faxon must have ate literally everything on the menu today. Let's go. That's what we're talking about. Come on by. Make sure you get your tailgate set up tomorrow right here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca, ilovechickfil-a.com.
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here at Chick-fil-A. I'm excited to enjoy some Chick-fil-A on game day tomorrow and excited for all the game day festivities within Tiger Town. Excited for Tiger Tailgate. I've been having a blast with Don in Richmond on Tiger Tailgate as well, so I hope you guys have been enjoying that in addition
to
Tiger
Pregame
Show.
Tiger Tailgate tomorrow morning for you guys, so absolutely. We're going to have a good time tomorrow morning.
How about that? Life is good in Tiger Town, contrary to what many may say right now.
Absolutely.
let's talk a little NFL. Rams-Eagles. I'm an Eagles fan. Obviously, y'all know that at home if you've listened to the show at all. I'm picking the Rams tomorrow, and I'm picking the Rams big. I'm going to say 31-17 Rams over Eagles.
27-23. I do like the Rams here in this spot.
Okay. Packers-Browns. I'll take the Packers 27-20.
Packers by a whole lot of points. You talked about this yesterday. You thought this was going to be a close score. I just don't see it. I don't see it, no. I don't see it. I think Cleveland is very, very bad. Sorry, Sam. Enjoy the Michael Parsons experience.
Flacco's
but you can hear
awful.
Sam Jones on the call tonight with high school football, 7 o'clock pregame.
Yeah, excited for that. Colts-Titans. I'm going to take the Colts 24-23. I think Titans cover, Colts win. I think the Daniel Jones, Indiana Jones, Lynn Sanity gimmick last week. Give me Shane Steichen and the guys getting the job done.
Oh, man.
Colts close.
The poor Titans. Do they punt? Do the Colts,
Colts punt tomorrow.
Colts punt. I like the Colts by a little bit more of a bigger margin than you do. Do you know that tomorrow on Sunday, Carson Wentz is going to make NFL history, and it's not for beating the Bengals. Everybody's beating the Bengals. That's not exciting. What he's going to make NFL history for, I think he's the first player for 6 seasons in a row to start for 6 different football teams.
Yep. They gave
a quarterback.
They blackballed my quarterback, and they gave up on my quarterback.
I still don't understand why you're claiming him to be your guy.
That's
my
favorite
football player ever.
The only
person in America who claims Carson Wentz
that's me.
Is in Clemson, South Carolina. I still don't understand this.
On Sunday, we make things right. Vikings by a million. I'm gonna go out and say right now, Carson Wentz is throwing for 300 plus. Justin Jefferson's going for 125 plus. And the prophecy that should have been foretold years ago with Wentz to Jefferson comes to fruition.
Do y'all see what I have to deal with around here? Goodness gracious!
At this point, I'm digging my heels in just to make you mad.
You might as well.
But I do like the Vikings in this spot. I'll take them. We'll go 28-23 over Cincinnati.
You're gonna make me have to root for the Bengals here as a Steelers fan, and I guess I'm gonna do it. Barrett Carter is going to absolutely knock out Carson Wentz, and I am going to be here for it.
Steelers, Pats.
Get me a 49 jersey. Goodness gracious.
I am not over the moon about this.
All right, now Grayson's not here. Where are you watching the game on Sunday?
I'm going to watch with Grayson, but I'm not committing to pulling for his team. I think I might. I don't know. Like, this is the most confusing game of the week. I'm not just saying this because I don't know who to root for. Like, that's the easy part to me. I don't know who's going to win the game. The Steelers have not looked good. I know they're 1-1. They haven't visually looked good for both weeks, and the run defense is concerning. But then again, on the inverse, like, this is the problem with my evaluation. New England can't run the ball. So it's like, are they actually going to be able to take advantage of that weakness? I don't know. Coin flip. Screw it. Give me the Steelers by 3, 27-24.
Steelers. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm going to take
Drake
the Steelers.
Drake May stinks.
Drake May does stink. Jets, Buccaneers. Well,
we're getting all excited about, look at the progress. Look at the progress. After we saw what the Dolphins put another game on tape.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
That's not as big of a pat on the back to Drake May as we thought it was 5 days ago.
Indeed. All right, Jets, Buccaneers, -6.5 are the Bucks. They're going to cover that spread, and they're going to win running away.
The next game, Raiders at Commanders. Daniels not at practice again today for the Washington Commanders, so pay attention to there. Marcus Mariota would be getting the nod if Daniels can't go.
I am going to pick the Raiders to win this football game. I think the Commanders are overrated. I've said this since the beginning of the season. I think that if Daniels doesn't go, Geno can't be this trash. Like, Geno's playing the worst football of his career right now. I know they don't have good weapons
they
or
have
infrastructure
awful
around
weapons.
Him, but the Raiders do have a pretty good defense. They held the Chargers to 20, and then the week prior they held the Pats to 13. I do think there's some legitimacy on the defensive side of the football here. I think offensively it's a work in progress. Genty and Bowers, forget that anybody else is on the team. Spam those guys with 40 touches a game and pray they get you home. Give me the Raiders in the upset on Sunday.
And at 1 o'clock, the battle of I-85, the Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers. I know you're a big Panthers guy. I know you're a Bryce Young guy, a Dave Canales, Hunter Renfro, you Dan Morgan, David Tepper, Mr. Big Purr. You're all about everything that's going on there. Give me the Dirty Birds. Give me the Dirty Birds. I think Carolina is broken. I think Carolina has a lot of issues. And I think Atlanta right now with some of the issues that Carolina's having up front along that offensive line, I think Atlanta can expose some of it. I think Carolina's a little too one-dimensional, and I think that pass rush should be able to find some success against this Panthers front.
I am going to pick the Falcons, and I guess I'm going to take the Panthers to cover the spread. The whole team has already died on Bryce Young, man. They have 3 offensive line starters that are injured. It's week 3. We've lost as many offensive linemen in Carolina. We've actually lost more offensive linemen off the starting unit than games played. How is that even possible? So,
because it's the Carolina Panthers.
With the way that the Falcons' defensive line just toyed with the rundown offensive line of the Minnesota Vikings last week, I think there's going to be guys in Bryce Young's face all game again. Give me the Panthers to keep it competitive, but the Falcons to win it 27-24.
Houston at Jacksonville. I like Jacksonville big here.
I like
think Houston's falling apart.
I like Jacksonville 27-20.
Chargers hosting the Broncos.
I'm going to take the Broncos outright on the road. I think this is a bounce-back spot for Bo Nix. I think the Chargers are being a little overrated, overvalued, and I need to see a little bit more legitimacy from them. They struggled to put that game away last week. I think Quentin Johnson, there's got to be some sort of level, a water finding its level there. Give me the Broncos in the upset.
Can Spencer Rattler and the New Orleans Saints go on the road and win at the Seahawks?
No.
Okay, moving on. The Dallas Cowboys going to Chicago. And this game is on Comedy Central. No, I'm sorry. It's on Fox at 425. Cowboys and Bears. I like Dallas here. I think Chicago's very broken. I think it's going to take Chicago several weeks to figure out how to play together, how to play within this offense. And I think Caleb Williams may be broken. He may be broken. Give me Dallas.
We're going to need the Kevin from The Office, and that's Dallas clip after Sunday. I'm going to request that for Monday. Let's put
I'll make it happen.
Dallas big.
Absolutely. 425 again, Arizona at San Francisco.
Give me Money Mac and the Niners.
I disagree. Give me Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals.
They're
on
playing
the
good
road.
Ball right now.
They are. And then finally, Sunday Night Football. Kansas City Chiefs 0-2 at the New York Giants. I believe also 0-2. Someone's getting a win here. Come on, it's prime time. Don't overthink this. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's Chiefs win, Giants cover, and then we'll preview Monday night on Monday's show.
John, absolutely.
That was a fun week of shows. Any bold predictions before you get out of here for the weekend? I always like to throw a bold prediction and throw a grenade on Quark.
Adam Randall, 150 yards rushing tomorrow afternoon, Death Valley.
Love it. I'm going to give two. Avion Terrell interception, potentially a pick six. Ian Shefflin touchdown. Those are my two headed in tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the show all week, everybody. Thanks to the great folks at Chick-fil-A and Clemson for letting us do this here on Fridays. ILoveChickfil-A.com for all your tailgating needs. See you next week. Quawk and Ben up next with Out of Bounds.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.